Comedian D.L. Hughley slams George Clooney for insulting call for Biden to step down. By Warner Todd Houston on July 12, 2024. Comedian D.L. Hughley put actor George Clooney on blast for turning against President Joe Biden and calling for the commander-in-chief to step aside and let some other candidate take the Democrat nomination for president. Hughley insisted that Clooney's call for Biden to step aside is insulting and said that Clooney and the others turning against Biden are missing the bigger picture, TMZ reported. The stand-up comedian and TV host also blasted the media for not attacking Donald Trump enough even as Clooney and others call for a new Democrat candidate for president. Strangely, DL insisted that claims that the polls are showing Biden weakening and Trump surging are not true. Despite the reality of Biden crashing poll numbers, the comedian insisted that the polls have not moved at all and that Biden is showing as strong as ever. Hughley went on to make a series of false statements with claims that Donald Trump would end education, eliminate the social safety net and take away women's rights to health care to undergird his claim that Biden needs to be re-elected. The comedian also pulled the race card on Clooney, saying that the Ocean's 13 star's sudden anti-Biden perspective is that of a privileged white man and that Clooney doesn't understand that the rights of black people are on the line in this election. Hughley then said that he is tired of the discussion around Biden's age, mental acuity, and qualifications because in the end the discussion for Democrats is how to win, not who will be at the head of the ticket. And he added that Vice President Kamala Harris is perfectly qualified to run for president and she is already there standing ready to take over. In his mind, Democrats are suffering bouts of cowardice and engaging in useless hand-wringing to even have these discussions about replacing Biden when instead they should be going all in to defeat Trump. He concluded his rant by saying that if Republicans can vote for a convicted felon, then it should be okay for him to vote for a cadaver, or the crypt keeper. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston, or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.